And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
It turns the brains into guacamole.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Each show has a theme, and today's theme in the second hour is Making It. Each of my guests is discussing their plan for success in life and in business. My first guest explained how to succeed in life without really trying. We discussed what he learned along the way from his book, The Accidental Millionaire. My second guest teaches others how to make their lives and their careers blast off. We talked about life coaching as a way to achieve maximum success. My next guest will show us the way to real estate riches. He's not spouting theory. He spent over half of his life growing his wealth through real estate. We'll discuss why now is an unprecedented time to buy and flip houses. And if you're interested or you want to ask questions, you can always call us at 639-0008. Dan Hayward is the owner of EcuCap LLC and Forcis LLC. He's a member of the Sacramento Board of Realtors. He was born and raised in Northern California. He moved to the Sacramento area in 1986. He's a graduate of Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. He's a former captain in the United States Air Force. He purchased his first property back in 1984. He's now done over 1,000 transactions since that time. He's worked as a real estate agent for 5 years with RE/MAX. He became a full-time real estate investor in 1992. He's purchased many foreclosed properties during all phases, including some right off the courthouse steps. During the market of the 1990s, Dan and his two partners were able to buy more than 150 properties in the Sacramento area, including four large apartment complexes, and the largest being about 280 units. Nearly all of the properties that they purchased were bank-owned. Dan now works with his two sons, Dustin and Nicholas. Dan will play the same role in the current down market cycle that he did in the 1990s. Dan has purchased 50 properties in this down cycle and expects to far exceed the 150 number that he bought in the 1990s. Welcome to the show, Dan. How are you doing today?
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you having me.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you on here because real estate is first and foremost on everybody's mind. But most of the people listening to the sound of our voice also know that the real estate industry is filled with charlatans and hucksters, and many of these people are preying on the unsuspecting or naive potential investors, particularly in this down economy, as I said. So how do you differentiate yourself from the others that are offering real estate advice?
That's a great question, and as you were asking that, the two big words came in my mind, and they're actually the same word. It's win-win. I always treat the person like I want to be treated. We both have to be winning. If I'm buying someone's property at a wholesale value, it's because they need my cash. And they may have a deadline, and I actually disclose to them what I think the retail value is, why I would need to pay all cash and pay less, and that they can have my money next week. It's, you know, sometimes I open escrow on a Monday and close on Friday of the same week.
Wow.
They have a reason for that. In some cases, they want to start a business or they have a business that needs the money. They want to put a kid through college. The property maybe hasn't had any maintenance done to it. In some cases, I've had to do $25,000 in repairs. They know that the property isn't ready for retail. They can't retail it, and they'd like to take my cash and run. I always say to them, you can take the bird in the hand, that's me, or they can go after the two in the bush, which is retail. If they choose to go retail, I even refer them to my own contractors and maintenance people that can help them with fix-up, and I don't get anything for that. I really believe that what goes around comes around, and I think that what makes a big difference, if you just treat people right, maybe one in 25 people will take my money and run. The other 24 will benefit just from us meeting each other and myself sharing information with them so they can still make their goal. Maybe they don't need me. Someone contacts me, they don't need me, I explain to them how they can get retail value.
Wow, a very karmic approach to real estate, not one that you often hear from Dan Hayward. Dan, tell us a little bit more about your story of how you got to where you are today. I mean, I outlined a few things just in the introduction, but tell us more about how you got full-time into the real estate business. More importantly, how that has afforded you the freedom to really enjoy life.
That's a great question. You know, I'm not sure why, but ever since I was a young boy, I always thought that I wanted to be wealthy. It wasn't about the money at all. It was about freedom. It was about working hard for yourself rather than working hard for somebody else. And I looked for different vehicles all through college. And then when I was in the Air Force, I continued to look for a vehicle. And one day it just hit me. It hit me that real estate had produced more millionaires than anything at that time. We know later on the dot-com thing made a lot of millionaires, but up until then, real estate was the only thing that really worked over a long period of time. So I chose that, and then I read books. If you could imagine this, who does this, right? I read books for 3 months. I read books until I couldn't find books in the bookstore or in the library that I hadn't read on buying and selling and buying and holding real estate. I got a little nervous at that point because I had to go out and buy. Remember, I was 24 years old. I was living in a house provided by the Air Force. I didn't even own my own home at that point. And I went out and bought a HUD repo, fixed it up myself. On the first one, I did all the work myself because I wanted to learn. And I then sold that home and then moved on. And here we are over 1,000 transactions later. But I really chose it as a vehicle, both short-term for buying and selling and long-term for buying and holding.
And the rest, as they say, is history. We're talking to Dan Hayward, everybody, real estate investor. Also, he has a website which is great for real estate education. It's danthrealestateguy.com. Dan, explain your basic thesis is that now is the best time to get back into the real estate market. Why do you say that?
Oh, because I don't think anyone can make a mistake at this point. Even retail values, I know every area is different. Your numbers in your area are a little higher, but it's all relative. You have a lot of properties that are now selling, even at the retail level, they're selling for about half of what they sold for at the top of the market or perhaps below that. We have, for example, areas where a property sold for $335, now retail is $130. I'm paying about $80 to $85 for those, fixing them up and selling them for the $130. I think, you know, we like to say that if you make a mistake in real estate, it will be made up over time. Well, if you made a mistake at the top, it's going to take an awful long time. If someone buys now, even if they just get a good deal, not a great deal, they're going to be fine. Also, two big signs, I think, that it's time to buy. Whenever you can buy a property for less than it costs to build it, I'm paying in some cases $45 a square foot when it would cost $80 to $120 a square foot to build that property. That's one sign. Another sign is when I sell a home or a condo to somebody right now, retail, their payment is less than what it would cost to rent that property. And that's
wow.
Another big sign that you can't go wrong in real estate.
Those are two great rules to live by. We're talking to Dan Hayward, everybody. Now, Dan, I know that it's exciting and you've got people's juices flowing with that because those are actually two very practical rules to look at when thinking about getting back into the real estate market. But the big question on everybody's mind, Dan, is financing. You know, so many news stories are devoted to the unavailability of capital for small businesses and for real estate investors. So how can one finance real estate purchases in such a tight lending environment?
I'm so glad you asked that. I don't work with conventional lenders. I work with private investors. I've worked with private investors, some of the same ones. Matter of fact, there's some testimonials at my site from the investors I worked with for 18 years. There's always people with capital, and right now they can't find good returns in other investment. Even the long bond rate is, what, 4.5%?
Yes.
I can pay investors 8% and in some cases up to 12% on their money and still create a win-win transaction where perhaps I buy a property that's worth $100,000, I pay $60,000. By the way, I don't talk theory. This is a real property in my mind that I just bought. I paid $61,000 for it. It's worth about $95,000. I can rent it for $1,100 a month. Even if I allowed an investor to replace my purchase money, and by the way, if you don't have money, you can get them to put it up front if you have the knowledge. But in my case, I'll buy with my money, replace it with theirs, rent that property for $1,100 a month. Even at 12%, they would get $600 a month. You see how that works?
Yeah.
So I've created what I call a magic keeper. A magic keeper is when I capture equity, in this case over $30,000, and I create positive cash flow for myself, but yet I have my money back out. So I can go do another one. That's magic. When you can end up owning a property, have your money out in just a few weeks, in my case it takes about 2 weeks, rent the property up, have a cash flow of over $400 or $500 a month after all expenses, and have the money back to go do it again. That's how I bought 150 properties in the 90s with my two partners. We used the same money over and over again. Folks out there that are frustrated with these lenders, I don't blame them. The same lenders that lent money blindly for years now have restricted people to the point where I have buyers sometimes give up halfway through escrow because they're being asked to jump through so many hoops. Mm. And they just get tired of it. They get tired of fighting the battle. But if they learned how to work with private investors that would love to get a good return, they're busy, they make a lot of money, but they can't find good investments, a person with knowledge, like I built up when I read their books for 3 months, can sit down and show them a game plan where they have protection equity above their loan. They have cash flow. So they're in first position on that loan. It's safe for them. It's good for you. And it's what I call a win-win transaction. That's why I've worked with some of the same investors now for about 18, 19 years now, and some of these investors. And they call and want me to do more deals.
All right, we're talking to Dan Hayward. He's got a website, dantherealestateguy.com, where he trains people on how to do real estate investing. But, Dan, I just want to go one step farther down this path on financing. What if somebody's credit was badly damaged during the recent downturn in real estate? I mean, can that type of a person still find these private investors that you're talking about? And won't those private investors be just a little bit skeptical if this person's credit is badly damaged?
Actually, not. That's what they're used to. We call that hard money, by the way. It's going to be a higher rate than out there, but if you're capturing equity and you're buying low, it's okay to use that hard money. We call it hard money because they're used to folks needing hard money. If a person didn't need it, they wouldn't go after it. They go after conventional financing. It's not just that all the hoops you have to jump through are tough to get by, but private investors that lend hard money are used to folks coming at them with not the best credit. What they're doing is they're looking at the property. They want equity. Typically, they want to loan no more than 70% of its value. So if you come to them with a property that's worth $200,000, they don't want to put more than $140,000 on that. They want to know that if you had a problem in life and you couldn't for some reason make the property work, you couldn't get it rented, you couldn't, you know, get the payments made every month, that they actually would take that property and sell it and get, you know, it's worth $200,000 in that case, they're protected on that $140,000.
All right. Very interesting.
That's why private investors do those loans. There's a lot of them out there that specialize in that. You can go through a loan broker for that, but you'll pay a lot of points. A point is 1% of the loan. Or if you develop, what I did was I developed my own sources of hard money. What I did was I sat down with the knowledge. I made a list of everybody I thought had some money that perhaps wasn't getting a return. I explained to them what I wanted to do, and they liked it. And now we've been working together an awful long time.
All right. We're talking to Dan Hayward, everybody. And Dan, you've really taken kind of a unique approach to helping others achieve real estate success. So tell us, why did you start your website, dantherealestateguy.com? And what makes your training on that site unique from others?
Well, I'll tell you what, I didn't even know that video training was the hot thing in real in internet. Someone approached me last summer with the idea of this. I've been approached over the years to do books or fly around the country and do seminars, and I refuse to do them because it would interfere with my business. I'm a real estate guy. I like buying and selling real estate. Right now, I'm looking at my board. I have 2, 4, 6, 7 deals going right now. I usually have anywhere from 7 to 16 deals going at a time. When they approached me with this method, I realized it was a time where I could actually help people but continue my business. I just made it a habit of shooting these videos early in the morning every day until they were done. I think there's over 100 videos there. And what it reminded me of is over the years, over 50 people I helped get started in the business. But they would call me out of the blue, heard about me somewhere, ask to buy me lunch or buy me coffee and pick my brain, you know, find out how I do it. And by the way, I did that to other investors when I was young. I would take an investor out that was doing what I wanted to do. I would buy him lunch, and I would ask him questions. So when I was approached with this, I thought, wow, they don't have to buy me lunch anymore. I'm going to put this together. I'm going to charge only a nominal fee per month. It's less than $50 a month. They can quit anytime. When someone buys an expensive system taught by a guy in a suit in a seminar for $2,000 or $3,000, they don't get to quit. I wanted it to be available for anyone with desire. I kept thinking back to what I called a wannabe. I was a wannabe. There's a free video at the site under the introduction area. There's actually 18 free videos. But one of them, you'll see a message to wannabes. If I would have had Dan the Real Estate Guy showing me what to do over those years, I'm sure I would have done twice as much or would have got here in half the time. So that's kind of the approach I took with this website. And my big aha was I could provide this very inexpensively because each person, well, I believe, they're getting a multi-million dollar education for less than $50 a month because they're getting help by other people helping pay for it. No one individual member is paying me what I'm worth, but lots and lots of members will. So it works. It's what I call a win-win again. They win because they get the education at a fraction of what it's worth. I win because eventually there'll probably be over 1,000 people on that site. And the site doesn't care if there's 10 people watching a video or 1,000 people watching a video.
Very true. We're talking to Dan Hayward, everybody, who owns the site, dantherealestateguy.com. Dan, in just the few 30 seconds or so that we've got remaining, tell us why your site is more transparent than other real estate training sites that are currently available.
Well, it's step-by-step, simple to do. folks can get in there and what I call the 90-day challenge. If they were to join and do the 90-day challenge, just watch, no matter how busy they are, they have time for one video a day for 90 days. I think in that time, it will change their life completely. It will change the way they think about real estate. It will change the way they think about getting the money to buy the real estate. It will change their mind about buying below market rather than today's low retail values. They'll be able to buy lower than that. By the way, there's a free report there. Remember, I never talk theory. If they sign up for their free report, it's 10 real transactions. That means if they were to go to the Sacramento County Recorder's office and look, they would see, yep, that's what he paid for it. Yep, that's what we sold it for. Real deals. We don't talk theory. Every method, I teach 17 different ways to buy below market. I've used every one of them. I don't teach methods that I don't use.
Well, that's the thing that I like about it, Dan, is that you have your transactions right up there for anybody to see. They can trace it. It's all legally documented, and it's all right there. We've been talking to Dan Hayward, who's the owner of the website, DanTheRealEstateGuide.com. Dan, if people want to learn more, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Well, obviously, I'd send them right to my site to start with. And by the way, there's even the folks that I call starting from zero, well, they have interest, but they've never done anything in real estate. Once they join, there's a video that I let them know what I think the best way to learn the material. When I was in the Air Force, they taught me how to teach people. So I use some of that information to explain to them, if you're starting from zero, what I believe to be the best method to put the time in to learn the information the most efficiently. And there's a whole video just on that.
That is great. We've been talking to Dan Hayward. Dan, the realestateguy.com is his website. Dan, thank you so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Well, I really appreciate it. I had a lot of fun, and I hope I helped some folks.
Thank you, Dan, so much. We'll talk to you soon.